along to the after show with Tony, Christy, and Nikki from Warm 101.3. We invite you to share this link with your friends at warm1013.com, and we like making more friends on and off the internet. I will start with saying this. I'm in one of those days today. I'm having one of those days where nothing seems interesting to me. And something like oh, I saw that before, saw this before, saw that. You know, something is just, you know, one of those days. When maybe there's, you know. But I did see something that I thought was kind of interesting. You guys, I don't know if you know this song, Take Me to the River. It's an Al Green song.
How's it go?
Take me to the... Well, actually, I think I'm singing the different version. Because the Talking Heads had a version, too. But anyway, it was a big hit, okay? But it made most of its royalties here's the weird part. It made most of its royalties for being the song that the Big Mouth Billy Bass sings. And remember those?
Yes. That's why yes. I know it.
Exactly.
Because I was like, I know that song. How do I know that song?
So how does it go? Tell me how it goes.
Take me to the river.
That's,
does it drown me in the water or not? Okay, is that not the words?
So that's the song. Now, I'm familiar with the Talking Heads version of it, but take me to the river. Anyway... It makes the royalties from the Electronic Fish, which, you know,
yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Things like that blow my mind. And because someone's got to pay for that because it's somebody else's song. And it just, you know, I mean, we pay a lot of money to be able to play music on the radio. So someone's going to pay for that stuff.
Dip me down. I don't think it says drown. That's terrible.
Yeah, I don't think, that would be.
Take me to the river and wash me there. Cleanse my soul. Put my feet on the ground.
Okay.
I don't know where I got that from.
Don't. It's okay, Chris. You can turn your phone on.
That's
that's me. I was listening to him.
So
that bass, that talking bass, Billy Bass.
Okay.
Yeah, take her to the river. Go ahead. Right.
Anyway, I know Christy doesn't drink coffee. Nikki, do you drink coffee?
No, Tony.
How do you get?
Drink caffeine.
That's right. That's right. We're not allow you to drink caffeine. That's
Agua.
Right.
It's all you need.
You're absolutely right, but you know what? The thing about coffee, it's an experience.
Yeah,
it really is.
It smells bitter, and
coffee
smells. You got to put a bunch of sugar and cream in there if you even want it to taste good.
Yeah, that's part of the experience. I know. I can't understand. My wife and my son drink coffee black, and I can't. I've tried it. It's just like, why would you do that to yourself?
My husband does now. Ever since he went on a diet, he was forced to not do cream or sugar, or even the fake sugar. So now he does completely black coffee.
Wow.
They say you should have, not that I agree with this, 5 cups a day.
What?
How many cups you should have to be at the ultimate peak of alertness.
Wow. Jason I used to 4.
Drink, I used to drink 4. I'm down to 1, which is wonderful.
Nice. Good job, Tony.
Yeah, because I needed a good, well, I know, but you drink Diet Pepsi, which ain't any better.
Not today.
Me.
Have you seen me? No,
no
you haven't.
Did you stop drinking pop?
No.
Oh.
I forgot to bring some in today, so I'm like
dying.
Oh,
so it's
first.
Just big. Yeah.
Is that an addiction for you, Pop?
That's an addiction. That's an
soda,
addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diet.
See, my family, we sound like a bunch of hillbillies, but back home in Iowa, you know, my parents buy pop by the truckloads, okay?
Oh, yeah. That's how Jason's mom did, too.
Oh, my
gosh. She used to bring pallets.
Honey, mom has at least 2 cans just at dinner.
Wow.
One's not enough. Still thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
So
then you have some after dinner. I mean, so I cut off pop, you know, when I started living on my own and realized you do not need it at all, man.
Oh, well, you cut it off because you were cheap.
All I have is water. That's it.
Because it's free.
It's free, baby. I get a ride from the faucet.
That's right.
We used to drink pop as a kid. We always would go buy cases of it. And it was great. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And there was a place where you drove in, okay, and you had the pop in the trunk. You had the empties in the trunk. They just, you popped the trunk for them.
They did both at the same, they took the empties and gave you new ones?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. They gave you the discount for the empties?
I don't remember. I was a kid.
Never even heard of a place like that.
And there's a couple of them around town, and one was in Gates. I think it's still there on Long Pound Road, if I'm not mistaken. And I forgot the name of it, but I could see it in my mind's eye right now. But we would drive in, and you'd order what you want, tell them what you want in it. They take the old ones out, put the new ones in. It was great.
Remember where they tried to do those drive-in, like, beer-selling places? Do you remember that?
Oh, they have one back home.
Oh, they still do?
Yeah.
I know. I remember them in Texas, too. Remember, like, they became, like, a big thing for a while. Hmm. You just drive. Because you couldn't, I don't think you could go to certain stores to get them, so.
I think this place has beer, too. But in Texas, what do they do? Give you beer and a gun?
Whatever you want.
They give you Texas toast, Tony.
Yeah. So you call it pop, which is interesting because we call it pop.
She did say pop. Michigan is pop, too.
Yeah, we're pop.
And I think Syracuse calls it soda.
Yeah. All those silly Syracuse people.
I say soda because Florida called it soda.
Okay.
Soda is like what you get with your
like
gin.
Club soda. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Scotch and soda. That's what you get.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. So let me ask you, since you're a Pepsi drinker, you obviously like Diet Pepsi. Is that what you drink?
Me? No, I prefer Diet Coke.
Actually. Diet Coke. Okay.
But I have learned to change to Diet Pepsi because it doesn't have aspartame.
Okay, yeah, my mom got off that, so she drinks Diet Right. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of it's good for you.
No,
none of it's good for you.
None.
But I was when my son was visiting, he decided for some reason to buy the little Coke cans. You know
the little itty bitties.
Yeah, and so we bought a bunch of those, however many come in a thing, and then he left them with us, which is fine. But I haven't drank Coke in years. And so I finished these off, over the last week, 2 weeks or so.
You enjoyed it, didn't you?
I loved it.
Oh,
it
was
want some
Coke.
More, don't you?
Yeah.
Coke with all the sugar and all this. It was wonderful.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't remember how much I liked Coke.
Yeah, yeah.
Because root beer's my fave.
Oh, love root beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you also forget, remember back in the day they had bottles?
Mm-hmm.
It tasted so good out of a real glass bottle.
Yeah, real glass bottle. They still have them.
I know, but it's rare.
Yeah, my son in New York, and I think there's a store in Rochester. Maybe Wegman sells it. It's Coca-Cola with real cane sugar like they used to make it years ago. And it comes with a green top instead of a red top, so you know it's different. And it's smaller bottles. And, I mean, I can't tell the difference in taste, but, he can. To me, it just tastes like regular Coke. But mm-hmm. And it's weird because, my son being the vegan, you would think he wouldn't want to drink Coke with all the sugar.
Right.
But, everybody has their vices.
Apparently.
I guess so.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. My sister turns the big 5-0 on a Friday.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I keep saying it, I know. I keep telling everybody.
She looks great.
She does, doesn't she? That's what I said to Tony. Who cares? She looks amazing.
Wonderful. Yes.
And that's the thing, because my mom was like, well, I looked young, too. My sister was like, Mom, you've always looked old, which hurt her feelings, right? But I feel like we look younger than our parents did at our age.
Yeah, but is that because we're that age now?
That's what I think it is.
Right?
But I don't know. I feel like we look younger than our parents did. They looked like, worn down a little bit.
Well, I'm sure they were because they had us as kids, number one. Number two, they went through a lot of stuff that at least my parents went through a lot of stuff. You know, I mean, my parents go back. My mom's 101, okay? So you go back to Depression. You go back to World War II.
Yeah, for my parents, it was Vietnam,
Yeah.
Well, your parents also had you, and your parents had you,
yeah,
Tony.
God, no kidding.
I was perfect. No, I don't know what the problem is.
No, my parents had my brother Bob. He was the tough one. The middle
child. Was he?
Oh, God, he was terrible. He was.
Nikki, who was the tough one with you? Oh, your sister?
No, me. My mother tried to come up with positive words to describe me, and the best one she came up with was determined.
Oh,
that's a good
very
one.
Very good. Well, my mom always said she would have 10 more like me, but none like my sister. And if you hear this, do not tell her that I said that.
Oh, my gosh. Your sister was the bad one?
Yes, girl.
Oh, my
goodness. That's interesting.
I was the good one.
Wow.
Yeah, so was I. I was the good one. I was the easy one. Plus, I was third of three, which at that point, they didn't care,
Well, the story I tell you guys all the time is that mom would put me in timeout, and I wouldn't stay in timeout. So mom had to physically sit on me.
To
in
get
time
you to
out.
Stay
I was that child.
I
great,
was not.
Great
I was
visual
wonderful.
There, huh?
I still am wonderful. Look, my mom lives with me.
Lucky her.
Lucky me.
Yeah. All right, here's a question going around the internet. And you don't have to. Nobody has to answer if they don't want to. But if you want to, you go ahead. Would you rather have a great body or more money?
Oh,
yeah, there you
how
go.
How much
right
more
there.
Money? How much more money? That's the question.
That's the question.
If it's like millions, I'll take the millions because then I can buy a good one. But if it's like, I don't know, $5,000, I might have to be
we'll
like,
take,
meh,
we'll
I'd rather be
body.
Thin.
Yeah, I'm with Christy.
All right. Well, people answered this. 28% would rather have a great body.
Mm-hmm.
24% great body than more money. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed one thing here. 28% they'd rather have a great body than a better love life. Well, if you have a great body, you're probably going to have a better love life. I'm just going to say.
That's not always true.
Well, I don't know. We've heard about your conquests over the years, Nikki.
Conquests?
Yes.
Nah.
Conquests. So, that's interesting stuff. As I've told the story before, I went to visit.
Oh,
This is going back almost 30
You broke
years.
Up there. What'd you say?
Oh, a relative of ours moved back to town around 40, this is like 40 years ago. I'm a young man. I'm dating this real pretty girl. And I wanted to go see him. You know, he lived out in Brockport. He had horses. He had 20 acres. He was a cool guy. Okay. He was, he moved back here from California. And he was, you know, an executive, made a lot of money, and he had hair down to his shoulders. He looked like Ansel Adams. You remember that photographer, Ansel Adams?
Ansel Adams, yes.
So he looked like that guy. He wore cowboy hats. He was cool, right? He lived in the hills in California. He was cool. So I go into his house, and he's, and for the first time, doesn't say hello. First thing he says to her, to me, he goes, "Anthony, would you rather date pretty girls or make more, or make a lot of money?" And I was like, idiot, I'm introducing you to my girlfriend. You don't say something like that, you know? So I said, would you rather date pretty girls or make a lot of money? I said, well, I think one would lead to the other. And that's all I said to him.
Oh, my goodness.
But he was all about making money. That's all he cared about. Didn't care about much else, you know?
Wow.
But,
How'd his life end?
Well, he made a lot of money, so, but he didn't make a lot of friends. After about 5-7 years, he moved back to California.
Oh, you know,
he really did. He really did. But he has a son who is my cousin Tony. He lives in Boston. He's a great musician and a great guy. And it's just, he's a cool guy. He used to work with my brother at the shoe company he worked for.
Okay.
But, so I don't know. You know, great body. Or for me, it's way past that. Give me the money. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
I already got the pretty girl. Show me the money.
Right, exactly. We're good to go. Just give us the cash.
That's right. All right. Anything else, girls?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Warm Unless you're going to give us the money. Show us the money. That's okay.
No, we won't do that.
Okay.
The website is warm1013.com. Click on the after show, share it with your friends and all the socials, and we'll see you tomorrow on the radio.
Bye-bye.
See ya.